This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Leland crashes Cheryl's date and they end up making out. Kristen is not going to be happy about this. We're talking about that and so much more right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, my heart is racing out of my chest. How do we all feel? Are we good? Am I the only one that's freaking out?
Yeah.
You were freaking out the whole time.
I'm freaking out a little bit. I think I may actually have nightmares tonight.
I am definitely having nightmares tonight, so I'm not looking forward to that. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm joined by my amazing squad. To my left, I have lover of all things horror and Halloween, which is right around the corner, Haley.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We have Chaos Jay. He's been watching horror movies since he was four or about five with his mom, which is insane.
Since four flats on the Cadillac, that's right. It's your man, Chaos Jay. What's going on, everybody?
And we have Sean Tierra. She is really religious. Her dad's a pastor. So I'm really interested in what you have to say today.
Girl, this was... I love the show, but this is by far my favorite episode. I love the fact that they gave us so much. I mean, you got Ben, you know, going on his favorite show and trying to see if there's any paranormal activity. And you got Kristen with the demon. And then you got Brenda. So a lot happened. I'm so excited to talk about it.
Well, just like she said, today we're going to be talking about Cheryl Leland. Is Ben the skeptic? Brenda's game. And we're going to be talking about Caroline's possession. We have some demonic news for all of you. Some news and gossip. And we're going to wrap up with some predictions. But before we do all of that, what are some of your overall thoughts? I know you gave us yours. Yeah. What about you two? What do we think?
I really like it. It has to be one of my favorite episodes.
First, yeah, I agree with that. What about you, Chaos? Scare me, though.
It's not my favorite, but it's cool. It's not my favorite, but it was a good episode. There's a few things I wanted to see, but again, it's still early in the season, so, you know, I'll probably get what I want.
I think...
It was okay, though, and I didn't think it was that scary. But I've seen, and I know I keep going on, but I've seen, there's been so, like, this whole exorcism thing has been done so much that to me, I feel like I'm kind of desensitized to it now.
Well,
there's not much that I can see when it comes to someone being, you know, exorcised or being possessed. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So.
Well, I for sure think this was one of the more eventful episodes. I feel like the other ones have been a little slower. This one for sure was like the goriest. It was just creepy overall. But there's a lot to talk about, so let's just jump right in. So let's start off with Cheryl and Leland. That was very, very, very interesting. I was not expecting that.
That was random to me.
Why would you fall for that? If you're sitting on a date, obviously, with someone else, and someone just turns around and starts talking about people dying from hiccups and suicide and all these random scary things, that's the last person I'd be going home with. But she's like, yeah, let's go.
She's a little freaky, and he's a little freaky, too. So.
Yeah, they're a little creepy. She, I'm actually surprised she fell for that.
Me too.
Because it was weird. She was with somebody else.
But, okay. Let me play devil's advocate. So, I agree. That was super creepy. And for me, I thought it was super corny. However, think about, let's factor in a few things. one her age, and I'm not trying to be ageist, but one her age. So where I'm going with that is, think of the conversation that she has with other men her age that she's somewhat interested in. So they may be a little bit more boring. While his stuff was a little off kilter, it was still enough to get her interest and keep her kind of intrigued to a certain extent. And he was very... he's very intellectual with his conversation and with his off-kilter talk. So that could be enough to be like, oh, okay, you know what?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a little weird, but, you know, I can dig it. Let's just check it out. And he's also getting points because he's so bold, because he's obviously flirting with her, and she's on a date. And for her, those might be little things that it's enough of a change from the norm to just be like, you know what? I'll live a little. I'll see what's what.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know. That's a little creepy to me. But I see where you're coming from. I think, not that people get desperate at an older age, but I think standards definitely change. Yeah. You don't think so?
I mean, grandma is on Tinder. Let's just start there.
Grandma's like, no way.
She's on. Grandma. I mean, because, yeah, they met.
She's not a typical grandma either.
No, she's a good-looking grandma.
She's
grandma. A lot of grandmas are different.
Okay.
What do we think happened to the guy who went to the restroom? Because everything to me seemed very... That's exactly what you said at the beginning. I was like, there's no way.
I was waiting for him to come back. Did he come back? Did I miss
Apparently, he came back. And she was like, I told him that I had to go home and watch my grandchildren. So she kind of referenced him. But we never saw him again after he was hiccuping his way to the bathroom.
And then when they walk out, when she walks out and meets him and they start making out, I'm like, what about that? Turned you on enough to want to make out with him? Ugh. I thought it was insane.
Do you think they had sex? Yes. In the alley?
No.
She came home a little happy, so I don't know.
Very happy.
Full stop. No, she didn't. She didn't break him off in the alley.
Very happy. I think
know.
So.
She had maybe on the cheetah sex, print. Maybe and something. I know the cheetah print was like, row. But I can guarantee she wasn't like, row, and tooted up the booty. I don't think that's what happened. My man, you know, he kind of took charge, and he grabbed her and went in for the kiss. And they might have just made out for a little bit. And then that was enough, again, to be a change from the norm that she's used to. Enough to be exciting to say, okay, you know what? I'm excited. I had a good date. I can't wait to see what this dude's about. Because everything that has let, you know, like everything regarding how we just met was completely different from anything I've ever done. So, again, it's just that excitement factor.
Got it.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess
give up the booty though. Don't put some respect on grandma's name. She ain't tooted up that quick.
Well, she was happy. Stop.
Pause. You've been on dates. Hey. So I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't know if mom's watching, but okay. Have you not had a date where it was really, really good, and you were kind of low key, a little giddy, like I can't wait to call my girl when I get done?
Yes, but it's someone I know. It's not like a random. You know what I mean?
Okay, but you still, that excitement was there. Same for you.
I mean, sure.
See, trying to play cool. Everybody has had, even myself, has had a date where you're like, oh, shit. And like you're bubbling over with excitement post-date, and you can't wait to tell someone.
But that wasn't a date, though.
It wasn't a date, but that encounter. And I can even open that up to even just being an encounter. You have such an encounter with someone where there's some sparks.
No, I see that.
And there's some chemistry, and you're excited, like, oh, man. And your mind just starts going 100 miles an hour trying to think of what could possibly be, and you're excited to talk to them.
Well, one thing's for sure, Kristen is going to be pissed when she finds out.
Seriously. Oh!
It's not going to be good.
Pissed is an understatement.
Yeah, for sure. Well, before we move on to our next topic, everyone, Chaos Dre has a very special announcement for all of you.
Okay, so listen. Before we dive deeper into evil, let's just say thank you, because we appreciate you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And for us to continue to grow, we need you to help us and subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Tell your mama. Tell your cousin. Tell your boyfriend. Tell your girlfriend. Give us a rating on iTunes. Yes, we're on iTunes, or now it's Apple Music. Give us a rating. 5 stars. Nothing else matters. And leave us a comment. Let us know. Listen, you know, being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to me. I'm sure it's meant so much to these ladies here. And, you know, we get to do what we want to do. We get to watch the shows that we love. We get to talk to you guys. We get to interact. And we just get to just be here and sharpen our skills as hosts, as journalists, and then some. So we enjoy that, and we just want you to continue to support us, and we appreciate you guys. So again, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, 5 stars on iTunes. Tell your friends, tell everybody, and thank you.
Thank you so much. And we do have the live chat going. Chaos Stray has it here. Yes. So feel free to jump into the conversation. Let us know what you think about this episode, because it was definitely a lot. All right. Well, we have Ben. He was a part of a Ghost Hunter show. And for the first time, we see him be a skeptic, which I was very surprised by, because he's very firm in his belief that there's like logic to everything.
Yeah.
But we see him break that.
And I knew he would. But more importantly, Ben, he shoot a shot at Vanessa. And I was happy about that. I was like, okay, the paranormal activity, we knew that it wasn't going to be real. I didn't think that Vanessa was a part of it. But I'm just happy that she gave up the digits. So
thank you.
Good for you, Ben.
Right, she ran that math, and I was not mad about it. I was a little salty with her at first for a second. But I think in hindsight, because at first I'm like, see, she played my man. She knew it was recording the whole time. But once he started kind of getting a little bit deeper into, the kind of conflict that he had, she did try to stop him. And it was because they were still recording and she had a hot mic. So, no, I hope that goes into something.
Yeah. Do we think that last week's episode, was it last week or the week before that with the speaker and the Iblis and all that weird stuff?
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Do we think that is affecting what he thinks now?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Or you think he's always thought this way?
How do you forget that, though?
I don't even think it's the speaker, though. I think it's what he said it was, which is when you had the one girl who was pronounced dead, but she didn't die. And then you saw the spirit of the other chick that did die floating around in the room while they were trying to resuscitate her.
So it's just what he's seen throughout his work. I thought what he said was very interesting. He said that it's crazy how nowadays everything can be manipulated.
Yeah.
And you can't tell what's real or fake. And that's so true if you think about it in every aspect. Like on social media, someone can straight up make up fake DMs and just ruin your reputation. Things are so easily manipulated. So I can see why he's on the fence a lot. But I wasn't expecting him to turn like that.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, I feel like he's very about finding logic and everything, and he did it again in this episode. Did you guys think they were being played the whole time, or did you guys believe it? Because I believed it for a little bit. When their nose started bleeding, I was like, okay, something's going on here.
Again, I didn't really know what he was going to say about the nosebleed, but I still wasn't convinced it was going to be like an actual like demon. I mean, the only demon I felt was going to come out was probably with the kids, which I know we'll get into in Kristen. So I didn't think it was going to happen with Ben.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Well, going into the kids, we have Brenda.
Brenda.
That was reminded me of last week with Rose. Like the creepiest thing ever. Yeah.
I called it on her.
First of all, why would you trust a little girl with the mask? Like it was everything about her gave me creep vibes, and I'm so disappointed in Laura for getting in that grave. I'm mad at her sisters for allowing her to get in that grave.
I'm mad at everybody. What?
Why? Why are we mad at everybody?
Because I don't like how they all said Brenda made me do it. You did it yourself. I'm like, I know they're like 10 or like somewhere around that age, but you did it yourself. No one forced you to get in the grave.
And it's weird. Like, she was asking him, how would you kill your mother? Like, that's creepy.
Yeah, for me, that's when I say, all right, you know what? Time out. I'm down to play whatever game you want to play, but we not about to play this. I love my mama. My sisters love their mama. And, you know, whatever the other friends, they love them. We're not, no, we can do whatever kind of crazy game you want to do, but that's not it. So I'm just going to just jump in the chat real quick. Shout out to ER's grandpa who's hanging out with us. Shout out to Furious Citizen who's hanging out with us. Furious Citizen said, I love this episode, but Lord, those demons really want those kids. And I'm, and I'm sorry. A kid says, let's go to the graveyard tonight. Heck no.
Seriously.
Agree. Facts. One thing I'm not playing with is a cemetery. Period.
How
Ever.
Did they get into
That's
the
not
cemetery?
Fun at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are gated. No, they're not that hard to get into.
Yeah,
they can't
really
be. No.
It's not top flight security.
To know that. No, it's just like literally a fence most of
That's
the time.
That's it. You can just hop the fence and get in there.
Unless you're in a bougie cemetery, but I've never seen one of those, so.
What?
Yeah. Too poor to know what those are.
I don't know. Gosh. Yeah, I don't know where those are. I think Kristen just needs to stop leaving the girls with the mom. Like, every time they get into something, it's the grandmas around. Who's gonna stop?
The grandma is super distracted right now. Grandma's trying to get her groove back. Grandma's just got a lot going on, and watching the kids is not one of them.
At what point do you think the little girl should have known, like, okay, this is now weird? What point was it for you?
When she went to take off her mask.
Kill your mom.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I mean, you know.
Kill your mom.
The kill your mom game. Crawling in that hole in that part of the house game. Let's go to the funeral game. And even if let's just say we made it to the graveyard. I'm not getting in that empty grave.
Yeah.
I'm not, no.
Yeah. Kids are really very risky though.
I did not know this till now.
I don't remember doing any of that.
No. And I know even me even back then as a little kid, I was risky too, and I'm down to try some stuff. Jump off this, all right, let's do it. Flip off that, okay, let's try it. Get in a grave? Nah, fam, I'm good. I'm good. That's where I draw the line. Yeah. I'm not getting
in
a grave.
How did she know where to go? Like,
oh, I can't.
Who dug up the grave?
Well, it's, you have to remember that sometimes going in, you know, before a funeral is going to take place, the night before, or, you know, however long, they've already pre-dug those graves.
Okay.
So,
did you guys notice that when the little girls had left to the cemetery, she was, Cheryl was on the phone with Leland, and he was like, no, don't go.
So it's like, I
didn't notice that. Yeah, he was trying to, and he was like, don't, and he was being very forceful about it. She's like, no, it'll be just a second, hold on. Mm-hmm. And that's when everything unraveled. So I think he has something to do with it. Because, I don't know, it was too much of a coincidence.
It was.
But I think one of those little girls should have just told.
When the grandma came downstairs, Lexi is literally, was she making a bowl of cereal? What was she doing?
I was hating on Lexi the whole time in this episode, too.
She literally said she was going upstairs. I thought she was telling the grandma, but she never did. She was literally in the kitchen.
Just hanging out.
Getting herself something to eat.
I thought she was about to tell.
Right. But honestly, I thought, at first I thought the little girl was... I thought the Brenda was the same little girl from the whole like game, but then I realized that her hair was straight. So this girl kind of had wavy hair, and I think it was like a brown. So I'm wondering who are all these kids, and they never showed her face.
Brenda's a little girl from the story she told, like the girl that was pretending to be Brenda.
Right.
The story that she was telling is her story.
Yeah, I caught that. Right, I caught that too. But I'm wondering, like where did she come from? Like, who?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
To her parents.
Jumping in the chat real quick. Okay, first off, Furious Citizen, speaking on what we were talking about, the grandma, he said the grandma's distracted with pain, and those kids just love getting attracted to scary demonic entities. Like, when I was little, I didn't like being scared, which makes sense. I like scary stuff, but don't scare me. And then ER's grandpa, he said, I'm with Team Brenda, the spooky badass. He said Brenda and Leland are in cahoots.
Absolutely.
That little girl's in cahoots with the 60-year-old man.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Well, I'll say this. I kind of look at Leland at this point as like a puppet master.
Yes, absolutely.
Given how he was able to get that information and use it to manipulate Kristen with that convict. I definitely could see him being a puppet master. And we've already said one of our theories was that he might even be supernatural himself. So I don't put that much past Leland.
No, I.
And he's just creepy. I still don't understand. Like, I get it with the whole excitement factor and all that, but like, he's not even a handsome dude. So.
Oh, okay.
Like, what is? No, at I'm all. Just saying. Like,
he gives creeper vibes.
Right. Yes. Like, there's nothing.
His acting is incredible, though. Like,
yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
he's got that confident swagger, so maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
I feel like he's really smart and he knows it. And he uses that to his advantage.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I think we have so much left to learn about him, though, and he's the biggest mystery of this whole show so far.
Oh,
yeah, even when he was in the table behind her, I was very surprised by that. But I think those little girls, they need to get it together.
Okay, these little girls made me so angry.
Why?
Because, oh my gosh, Lexi... I was not feeling her at first because she went up to go tell. And then when you need to go tell, like, actually, like tell on these little girls, you don't.
She
like,
she stops. She makes a stop in the kitchen first.
I know. And
she's
hungry.
Like, before I take, all this telling's making me kind of thirsty. I need some milk.
Yeah, like, what? They went to the graveyard. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I feel like they take after their mom in the sense that they're very brave. Because the mom, till this moment, you don't really see her get too shaken up by anything.
No, this is very true. This is very true.
So I think those little girls, like, they have a great example on their hands. But at the same time, they're too young to be messing around like adults. Mm-mm.
Seriously. I agree.
Well, we also have Caroline's possession. So I feel like for the first time, we're really seeing a possession.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was intense. But we're left with the same question we're left with every single week. Whether it's something that can be explained through, like, medicine and, like, a doctor and it can be treated. Or is it supernatural?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on what we saw? Because last week I was not convinced. I was like, we didn't see anything in this little boy that for sure can tell us he's possessed.
Yeah.
But this week was a completely different ballgame.
And I feel like each week it gets better and better. But for me, I was like, okay, she's definitely possessed. But Kristen, she's so convinced. They have all. I think they diagnosed her with being schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes. I feel like the arguments on both sides are so strong. It leaves you wondering. Okay, was she really possessed? But then I personally think she was. I think even with her calling out, like, knowing Dave's visions, like, how would she know that?
Right.
How would she know that she wasn't possessed? And then you saw how he was talking to her, saying, let it go, you know, it's okay. And then you saw her say, what about the tomb? Then I'm like, okay. So then he's kind of able to bring her back, and then she's fine. She's, like, back to her normal self. So I'm totally convinced we finally got it. But then I'm still in the back of my head thinking, why is Kristen still in denial? Or is she still going to be in denial about it?
It's weird because we see her kind of fall for it. Because when she says something about the little girls being buried, she calls the mom, right? Isn't that what that was the sequence of events?
No, her mom actually called her.
Her mom called her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind then. She doesn't believe anything. What do we think about the tap water?
I thought that was jacked up.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because it seemed to affect Caroline, but it was no longer holy water. So then how does that really make sense?
But see, according to the priest, you know, he said, even though you switched it out, because I believe that this water was blessed. I believed, you know, that it was holy water. And because of my own volition, that's what I wanted it to be. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of could jibe with that. You hear in a lot of different circles, people talk about, you know, manifesting your you know, like, your dreams and your destiny and all that stuff. And people are like, you know, I dreamed that I was going to work for Oprah. And then, you know, 3 months later, I'm working for Oprah. I made that happen. So I don't think it's too far-fetched. If you can understand that concept and believe that you can't understand. And he said, look, you can make this tap water all you want, but I am an instrument of God, and therefore, whatever I do in His name is going to have the effect that it needs to have. So that's kind of how I made sense of it.
So if that's true, then anything really could have been used at that point to make the exorcism or the happen.
Right. Given that we agree that she was possessed and she wasn't just schizophrenic. Now, again, I agree with you. That she was possessed. And if for no other reason than the fact that she was able to call out his visions and tell her about her daughters. Things that she had no idea. Like, there's no way. Like, Leland didn't tell her, like, hey, when you're in there spitting up and throwing up on yourself, mention this.
I feel like he did. I think it's Leland. I genuinely do.
I think this is one of those situations where, you know, she was really possessed.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, she spoke to so many different things. And then when he got on her level and started speaking and saying, look, like, fight the 60. Turn away from him. Do this. And she's like, okay, well, he's coming. He's looking for you. He's coming for you. And he's like, okay, tell him. I'm here. Pull up.
Yeah.
But that's believe you alone. And then it was like, that hole where she does it, and she leans back and she does that whole sigh and all of that. And it almost sounds like the death gasp, I think is what they refer to it as. She did that whole thing, but in reality, we're like, wait, is she dead? She wasn't dead. It was a demon. He's like, well, I guess I can't go after him and possess her at the same time, so I'll leave. That's kind of how I took it. I'm trying to make it humorous, but yes. So I believe she was possessed.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see because I am not fully convinced yet. But I did think it was interesting how the husband wasn't really reacting to much.
Oh, William?
Wouldn't you be more freaked out by what's going on? I feel like he was just calm, cool, and collected. And when they saw the demon come out, he just like embraced her. And I was like, what? What is going on?
I think he's just like emotionally just like strained.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Like, how do you remain that calm in a situation that's, I mean, there's throwing up, there's bleeding, she's, like, smacking people, and he's just chilling.
Maybe right. The actor just wasn't, you know, feeling it that day.
Maybe he wasn't into it. I don't know. I was just, I don't know, that husband bothered me. I didn't think that was realistic. Really?
By the way, okay. Did he have glasses on? Because I didn't realize that you're supposed to have glasses on when there's a demon inside someone because you don't want to make eye contact.
No. That is the first time I have ever heard that.
I didn't know that.
But it makes sense, though. And, I mean, to be honest, if I got to be in the room with someone that's probably possessed by a demon, I'm not trying to look you in the eyes. I don't want to make any kind of contact where he could reach and see into my soul and be like, oh, you're next. No, I'm good. I'm straight. But I feel like to speak to the husband being, you know, somewhat calm and collected, I think that initially, which we may not have seen at the very onset of this whole thing, this whole, you know, episode that she was having, he probably was freaked out. But then as, you know, the priest comes in and he's like, look, your wife's possessed. She's this. And then all these different people come in and start to give him explanations for why she's behaving the way she is. Then I think he was able to apply some reason and some logic to it. And that kind of gave him a sense of calm. Like, okay, now we know what the problem is. Let's try and focus on fixing it. And I think that's where that calm, that, you know, plus I feel like, I don't want to be sexist here. Feel like men process things differently. And I know that even in the heat of, in the midst of being in the middle of some stressful things and things where a lot of people freak out, I may be freaking out internally, but I may not let that show. I may be anxious and, but I'm still going to have a calm demeanor, especially depending on who else is around, because I feel like I have to be strong for them and I have to put on a strong front for them. So I'm not going to let that weakness be shown. And at the end of the day, you could do all of this all you want, but that's not going to help. What's going to help is having the priest there, having the other people there to try and help her and figure out what's going on. So running around and stressing and pulling out your hair, and it's not going to do anything.
I get that, but I think naturally if someone has a demon in them, like I'd be freaked out. I mean,
you'd be freaked out, but then once you have, you know, all of these people in there to help and make your husband right again, would you still be freaked out? Or you just be like, okay, yeah. Get my husband what? Right.
Right, I still be a little worried.
But
yeah.
But you wouldn't be like, oh my God, no! Oh, you wouldn't be going through the dramatics
anymore.
I don't think
we're necessarily saying he should have been doing that. He just seemed like he was so calm.
He should just have like maybe a facial expression is all, like, yeah. You know.
But he could have been in shock. I mean,
Or that too.
Yeah. He for sure went up and hugged her.
Yeah, touched her face and everything. I would have been like,
after the blood, the throw up,
he loves
the shower,
her.
The sweat.
He loves her. It's okay.
That's love.
No, that is love.
That is love, but I'm still just from a distance to say you okay?
You're not gonna do that.
I'm gonna go get some towels and some soap and stuff and get this cleaning process going.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, when we see Caroline possessed, we see that she's saying a lot of things like the vision, what's Kristen's kids. Do we think these statements are like true or valid, or they're just the demon poking at everyone around in the room?
That's the thing. I don't know. And that's what makes it so confusing, is I'm just like, how would she know these things? But look, I don't know.
I feel like how God sees all, the devil sees all.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of me thinks she's really warning everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And no one's taking it seriously.
Yeah, that was part of my prediction, but yes, I agree.
No,
I agree with that.
I think David's taking it seriously.
Well, for sure. He definitely is. Yeah.
I think David's probably the only one. David and the priest.
Yeah. After this episode, I know for a fact they can never be together.
Oh, David and Kristen?
Yeah. It would make no sense.
Yeah, they were definitely butting heads this episode for sure. I was like, okay, where's the romance?
That romance fizzled all the way out.
No more drinks.
No more drinks.
What's going on in the live chat? Anything exciting? Live chat?
Anything? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, huh? What? Okay, so, in the live chat, we're just kind of just talking about the fact that, you know, let's see, ER's grandpa said, you know, they've been at it for 4 days, so, you know, the hubby was probably losing it, and then Fury Citizen said, is it wrong that I would have filed for divorce and left her? He said, you may have no more demons in you, but the fact that you was taken over may cause more to come, to which I said, you know what, exactly, I love you and all, but, deuces. I can't deal with the annual visits from Satan's minions. Just like, oh, it's a new one. I don't have time for that. So, yeah, that's basically what we're talking about. And, you know, Fury Citizen also said, you know, Leland is throwing his demon buddies everywhere, like Future, spreading his seed all over the country.
Oh, my God. Fury Citizen has got jokes tonight.
I forgot that Carolyn threw somebody against the wall. Obviously, we didn't see that, but...
And then she smacks the doctor.
Oh, yeah. She smacked the crap out of him. Oh my God.
She's like, stop messing with me. Yeah, it was a lot. That I was actually very shocked to see how easy it was for the demon to come out of her.
That actress was really amazing.
I mean, these movies I've been watching are either lying to me.
Because like, they do so much. The house is trashed. Windows is broken. People got cuts on their face.
People elevating, walking down the stairs, doing in the bridge. Like,
well, she was like locked in the room.
No, but it turns out all you have to do is speak to them very nicely.
Right? He's like, hey, you need to leave. Right. Hey, time's up. You need to leave.
Right.
And she's like, okay.
So animated.
Bye. See you next week.
That's how I felt.
Right, that I mean, because if he had that light flicker, you know, and burst, you know, when he was standing outside, and, you know, we could always say that was a coincidence, but I feel like that was that demon, like, yo, you next, player.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
I want Kristen to get possessed.
I think I want, well, we'll talk about what we want to see.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention before we move on to our special segment? Anything we maybe missed? Or did we cover it all?
I feel like we pretty much covered everything. Like I said, I'm just grandma on Tinder. That's
oh yeah. We can't get over the grandma on Tinder.
I seriously, I'm sorry. I literally can't get over that.
Yeah. Why?
Times have changed. It has.
I'm not knocking it. Totally not knocking it. But I just saw the fact that Kristen referenced it on Twitter, and then she's on Tinder, and then her being on the date. I'm here for it. I love grandma. I love her character.
I question her right now.
I do too, but I still think that she adds something.
She did some questionable stuff today.
Definitely.
She definitely did.
All right. Well, let's get into some demonic news for everybody.
Oh. All right.
Easy. Ooh, quiet storm.
I'm literally going to have nightmares
tonight. Plus demons.
I had to go a little light because...
Sexy demons. I'm sorry.
Sexy demons.
Well, because I said quiet storm. No. See, I need y'all to keep up with your boy.
Oh, my goodness.
They did, for those listening, hopefully you heard, they did the thunderstorm sound effects, which have also been used back in the day on old radio shows, and they were playing adult contemporary love songs, and it would be called the quiet storm. So I said the quiet storm, hence the sound effects, plus, we're talking about demons, and I said sexy demons. Stay with me now. Okay.
All right.
I didn't want to go too dark this week only because this episode scared the crap out of me, but I do have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Have you seen Eli on Netflix? Has anyone?
No.
All right. Great. I started watching it, and I couldn't finish it because I got scared. So it's about a boy who becomes trapped in a haunted house while undergoing treatment for a rare disease.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Look, I tried, I couldn't, but I thought it was so interesting because when I went to, I was talking to a few friends and they were saying that, like, I guess there's this thing to where when people actually watch that movie, they feel like that they see demons.
Oh no. Okay, you watch this for us, please. By next week, report back.
Right.
Please do that.
Please do it.
I have to watch it.
Like, literally, this is a thing. Like, this is literally a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. Actually, not surprised, because I also realized, too, that how many people actually believe in ghosts in the world. Like, it's crazy to me. Because, I mean, I feel like I believe it, maybe.
Well, I think that believing in ghosts goes hand in hand with people's spirituality and their belief system, you know, that's also tied to religion. So if you believe that people go somewhere when they pass, whether it's good or bad, then you believe that, you know, people could be stuck, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just hanging around and, you know, haunting people. There was also another movie that was a Netflix movie where it was causing reactions with viewers where it was making them throw up because of the imagery in there, because they just had a whole bunch of crazy stuff, and I can't remember it, but I will find it and I will bring it up next week. We'll talk about it next week, and I'll give you my report on Eli as well.
Yeah, I noticed one last thing I want to say about that is I noticed that a lot of people who were tweeting about it, their pages were a little scared. They talk about a lot of demons and ghosts and stuff. I think it's all about kind of what you were saying too. I think it's what you believe. Like me, I don't really talk about ghosts and things like that. I feel like it kind of freaks me out, but at the same time, I feel like they probably do exist. I just try not to think about it.
Out of mind.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of like Kristen. It's just like, I just don't even really, I try to just not even think about it, not even talk about it. But I think if those people who actually really believe it, they may convince themselves that they're actually seeing something.
Have
you guys ever played the game? I think it's called...
Yo, Ryan, you were on it.
Yeah.
I am getting more scared.
Right, seriously.
Well, it's hot outside. Super hot outside.
Have you ever played the game Charlie? I think that's what it's called. Mm. It was really big on the internet a couple years ago. Mm-mm. It's this game.
That's definitely something I'm not going to do.
You call on Charlie and like the pencil... And, on the paper that you're using moves.
Oh, wow. Charlie, Bloody Mary in the bathroom, never did any of that. I'm like,
I did it with my friends and the pencil moved.
The pencil moved? Me.
Yeah.
Look, see, I don't need that spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bloody Mary thing, I remember that.
That was a thing. I would never do it.
I have no idea.
Why. I would always pretend I'll always start and then I punk out. I forget you had to do it say it so many times.
Yeah.
And
Do you say Mary three times?
You say Bloody Mary. In the mirror. The lights off. Like, why would I do that?
Same with Candyman. And even though I know that was a movie, I'm like, nah, that's real. Tony Todd's about to be in my bathroom and cut me up right now with that hook. I'm straight. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, because I did get that vibe, I'm going to need y'all to go look up Candyman and get your life.
You know what? Halloween is literally a week from today, and I am... No. I've had enough.
But see, are you going out for Halloween?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay, see, I thought you was going to be like, I'm going to be like a sexy kitten or something.
Maybe on the weekend, but on Halloween,
Thursday.
All right.
Hey, sexy demon, there you go.
Sexy demon.
I just gave you some ideas, I'm just saying. Quiet storm. Okay.
Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, so great news, everybody. Evil got renewed for a second season.
Yes! So excited.
I'm raising the roof.
Raise the roof. Well, next week is the finale.
I know, I'm so sad.
Halloween. Oh, wow.
Well, I want to say it's a mid-season finale.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. This show is good. It better come back. It's coming back.
Isn't it crazy to think that the finale is on Halloween?
Oh my gosh.
That's perfect timing, though. That's perfect.
Oh, we should dress up. That's perfect.
I probably will dress up. I always do.
All right, as a sexy demon.
And I'm not going to be chaos. I'm not going to be no sexy kitten.
No. She's like, now that you brought it up, I guess I'll find something else.
Right. All right, everyone. Well, what do you think? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so real quick, just to jump back to the chat, ER's grandpa follow through. It was the perfection. So that's the movie where, it is good. Ooh. It's not really scary so much. It's more kind of like a suspense type deal. But that was one that was causing people to actually physically get sick. People were, you know, vomiting and blowing chunks. That was craziness.
Well, Us made me cry, so...
Us wasn't that scary.
Okay, you know what?
No, it was just creepy, but not super scary. No, no.
Yeah, it wasn't. I agree with you. I thought it was going to be like there was going to be some kind of like element of like
No,
and it really wasn't. It just honestly
it was more meaningful than anything,
right? And super it made me meaningful. Think about like I have so many more questions, especially with the whole subway. And then I want to know what's going to happen now that they've got hands across the world and they're you know they're killing their you know surface tethers.
Okay,
but
well,
that's a whole nother story, guys. Whole nother story.
I would love to pick Jordan Peele's brain one day for sure.
Seriously, that man's a genius.
All right, everyone. Well, let's get into some predictions. What do we think is going to happen next
TV
week?
TV prediction.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So, because Caroline said you're in danger, and she also was calling out his vision, Dave's visions, so after he walked out the house and he stood next to the pole,
mm-hmm.
and then the light popped, oh, he next. Like, I really...
he owned it!
Right, I feel like they were getting closer and closer to something happening with David. And I'm starting to think, too, because she said that those visions that you're having is not, like, about heaven, it's about hell. So, I think that he's going to be a target. I think maybe a demon's going to be trying to mess with him now.
Interesting. That's what about you, Chaos J?
Oh, all day. I agree 150%, specifically because she said he's coming for you. And then I felt like that light bursting outside was like, he was like, pop, I'm coming. Just letting you know,
right.
Warning shot, I'm pulling up next week. What I want to see next week is I want to see him pop whatever pills he needs to pop and get back in that space.
Okay.
And I want to kind of see him explore that vision a little bit more because I want to know, like, was that just a twist and you know, and it really is, you know, hell that he's seeing? Or was he really, was it really like a gateway to heaven or something like that?
That was a complete accident. Sorry about that.
Scared me.
That was an accident.
All right, Haley, what about
you?
I think David is going to get possessed. I think in his, like, possession, he's going to sleep with Kristen. And then the husband is going to come back in the midst of, like, their affair or something like that.
I guess we all agree on the same prediction. I'm 100% on board with you guys. I think David's next. I think Brenda, we're going to see the real Brenda,
mm-hmm.
not the fake Brenda. And I think Leland is going to stick around with Cheryl. And Kristen's going to find out.
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure.
One of those kids has to die.
Oh my
God!
Oh,
sorry.
Wow!
Sorry.
You're on this one.
Haley just went real dark. Haley is clearly the kid with the mask at the party talking about let's play
burned.
Kill your mom.
Yeah. I really hope they drag it out with Leland and Cheryl. I really do hope they do. I don't want Kristen. I don't want Kristen to find out just yet.
Yeah, I want there to be that surprise element where finally it's like, you know, I think it's time.
Right. Oh my
bring
gosh,
him home
Kristen.
For dinner.
Right.
And then that's the one that walks through the door like, oh, it's him right there. And the doorbell rings, and then she opens the door, and it's him. And then it just you just see her just face just go just pale. Just
right.
That's what I want to
see. There are so many possibilities. I cannot wait for next week's episode. It's going to be so good. I'm excited for Halloween.
Yay.
But for
sexy
now,
demons and
where
kitties.
Can everyone find you, Shantira?
Okay, so you guys can find me on Mondays, All Rise After Show at 8, Wednesdays at 7, The Masked Singer, and on Instagram and Twitter at Shantira.
All right, you already know. You can find me on Twitter, KaosJ, KAOSJ, Instagram, Chaos_Jones. Holla at your boy.
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at Haley Matthews.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carlo Alcantaras. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.